Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Do you need to maximize your mixing capabilities? Philadelphia Mixing Solutions mixer drives are specially designed to handle the rigors of mixing for the pulp and paper industry. With proven technologies for top entry and aeration, our total systems approach provides cost-effective solutions to maximize stock dispersion and degassing. For more information on our mixer and aeration products, contact us today at 717-832-2800 or philamixers.com.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 29th of April, 2013. The title is Earplugs. When we surveyed our audience a couple of weeks ago, asking them about their opinion of the behavior of sports talent on the day-to-day behavior of the average person, the response was large and overwhelming of the opinion that the behavior of such people, both on and off the field, is a very big influence. I think little things matter, too. I do not have a large cache of earplugs since I do not belong to any particular mill or operating site. It is customary that clients supply these, usually having a large supply handy at a place where one is about to enter a hearing protection area. I'll proudly tell you I am carrying around and regularly use a set of these that I picked up at a client's site about 27 months ago. Now, don't write me about the hygienic issues possible here. That's not the subject. Yes, they were a throwaway set, but they were slightly better than the usual ones. They came in their own plastic throwaway case. I like them. For a while, I kept them because it was handy to have them around. I could put them in their case inside the case that holds my prescription safety glasses. Nice to keep these things together. After a while, and I cannot tell you when, it became a matter of pride to hang on to the same pair to see how long I could make them last and not lose them. And as of this writing, I have been able to keep them, a bit of a mental agility exercise also, and preserve them in good condition. And they have made me frugal, the point of this week's column. For I believe strongly that it is our dealing with the little things that sets the tone for dealing with the big ones. Since I have been husbanding these earplugs, I have thrown away less copy paper that ran through the machine blank. Why not save it? I once knew a company in the Midwestern part of the United States whose specialty was earthmoving. The company had started in the 1930s and hit it big in the late 1950s when the U.S. interstate system was developed. Their location and experience garnered them huge earthmoving contracts for many years. They were very profitable. However, the owner and president's assistant remembered the old days. On her desk was an old-fashioned adding machine, the kind with a paper tape. This was the era just before personal computers. If you walked into their offices sitting in the middle of a 100-acre field crowded with earth-moving machinery, and I was told there was just as much out on the job sites, you would find the adding machine tape stringing out of her machine and onto the floor. Why? Because when she got done with one side of the tape, she rolled it back up and used the other side. She remembered when the company was not so well off. Today, when I walk from a parking lot into a mill, looking down, the ground is littered with discarded earplugs. I believe people who discard earplugs likely treat other assets, expendable or otherwise, with the same lack of appreciation of cost. Your cost control program may be as simple as starting with earplugs. What do you think? Let us know in our quiz online this week. Of course, for safety this week, there is only one thing to talk about: hearing protection. Enforce it, and your employees' grandchildren will thank you. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2013 Papari Tallow Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA.